Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia, the supervisor you've requested. How may I assist you?
Hi, yes, ma'am. My name is Charlene Holmes. I'm calling in reference to two charges on my credit card that I did not authorize, and nor did I receive a product from you. What kind of company is this?
Well, ma'am, I am a third-party representative for numbers of merchants. So if you do have an account with us, I'll be more than happy to retrieve or locate the account. Let's see. The previous
well, I don't have an account with you. Well, you said
right,
I have an account. And
like
is,
I was saying, if you do have an account, ma'am, I'll be more than happy to, you know, assist that account. Give me one brief moment. Let's check that out. And you said Charlene Holmes.
Yes, ma'am.
One brief moment.
Will it help if I tell you about the product that was charged?
Give me one brief moment, please. All right, and you said that name was Charlene Holmes?
It still is. Yes, ma'am.
I definitely understand. For security purposes, could you please confirm that billing address for me?
4214 75th Avenue, Hyattsville, Maryland, 20784.
Thank you so much for that information. One brief moment. Thank you. Now, yes, I do see that there was a purchase made back on the 24th of August. It was for a Optimum Advance product. That was the keto that helps reduce appetite and increase metabolism. However, I do see that you did go ahead and dispute one of the charges with your bank and that you have received another charge in October. However, you haven't been receiving any recent charges, ma'am. What seems to be the problem?
This is not for keto. This is for something called Lavin Lux Hydro.
That's the name of the merchant, ma'am. The most recent charge, that of $94.90, has been refunded or your bank has already situated.
It was charged twice.
When, ma'am?
Go ahead. Say again.
When?
It was charged twice, September. Hold on, let me look.
September 9th and the October 10th.
Wait a minute, let me pull it up. Order placed September the 10th on that one. And then this one says, oh, I just got a copy of it now. I need to pull my credit card statement, probably. But y'all sent me back with the transition. Hold on. Okay, I have card refunded, card settled. Nah, I ain't prepared. Hold you up too long. Order total. Let me go back to one more page. I'm going to have to call you back on that one.
Okay, no problem. Well, I'm glad that I was able to help try to attempt. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear everything you said, and I want to keep note of this. I just said, let me take a chance of calling, and I apologize. I don't have stuff right in order here, but it's two charges. You said one was the one you say was credit back, correct?
Yes, everything has been credited back other than the September charge because your bank had already handled that situation.
But they charged it back on my card again. They said that y'all had evidence that
right.
I received the product.
Right. So they took their money back, ma'am. And we can no longer, you know, refund that because your bank handled that situation.
Their money back. I don't understand what you mean by that.
The bank? Okay, so you disputed the charge before giving us a call first. Or what happened...
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was back, let's see, Yeah, you disputed before giving us a call first. Now, the bank called us.
I didn't
after...
have your number, I don't think, not unless it was on my credit card statement, probably. Yeah, I took the initiative to call the credit card first.
Yes, ma'am. So the bank had handled the situation accordingly. After they credit you back the funds when you first filed that dispute, they investigated that charge. After they noticed that the charges were legal and valid, you wasn't eligible for a refund anymore, so they just went ahead and took the funds back back from the account.
No, they charged it back on my account.
Right, so they charged you again $94.90 after they realized that the $94.90 that they credited to you the first time were a valid charge.
But I never received the product. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Ma'am, the product that you received for the $4.95 shipping and handling charge, ma'am, that charge was prior to the $94.90, ma'am. So everything in the account has been situated accordingly. That one charge of $94.90, you will not get back, ma'am.
So you're saying the Keto, K-E-T-O.
Keto.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
How you pronounce it?
Keto.
Okay, thanks for correcting me.
No problem.
Now, I was told it was a trial offer or free. You just pay the shipping and handling. But then I was charged $94.90 twice. But you're saying I was due, I was supposed to pay at least one of those $94.90.
Correct.
But that's not how that was advertised.
It was within terms and conditions. Did you go over those?
I don't recall. I guess not if I'm disputing it. So, okay, I'm stuck with the $94.90. Okay. I'm going to leave it alone, ma'am. I don't have that much time to keep wasting on it.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
You've been very helpful, but I'm not happy. But you've been helpful. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm glad that I was able to resolve the situation and give you better understanding of that charge. I really do hope you have a wonderful and positive day. Once again, my name is Amia, the supervisor you've requested. You have a wonderful and positive day, all right?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye, Mrs. Holmes.
Bye-bye.